Many in Bristol Bay have dreamed of processing and selling their own catch, but there are lots of challenges. A few entrepreneurs around the bay, though, are making it work. KDLG's Hannah Colton caught up with one small processor that's been in business for 4 years. She found the challenges can be overcome with some grit and elbow grease, a little humor, and a lot of attention to detail.
Amanda Waliszewski will admit she's a bit of a fish snob. When a salmon comes across her table at Nakeen Home Pack, she makes sure it is coddled every step of the way.
We're always looking for ways to not touch that fish. We changed our processing line, so instead of picking up the fish and handing it across three times, everyone's adjacent to each other. So, and then instead of having to pick up the fish and reach across the table, he just bridges it, slides it across the cutting board.
Waliszewski admits she might be a little oversensitive, but she says when you see thousands of fish go into fillets, you notice all the little bumps and bruises that can be prevented with a little TLC.
Because we see how beautiful they really can be if they're kept in nice condition. And that same exact fish that came off the boat and kind of got kicked around or that wasn't kept at temperature could have been the same fish that comes through like the ones you saw today. All their scales and just bright and shiny and perfect. They're perfect.
She's referring to a load of subsistence salmon she picked up from the beach earlier that day.
Do you have the weight on those?
Dave Falco was about 295.
In the calm before the storm of commercial fishing, Waliszewski is breaking in a mostly new crew. One of her experienced hands, Shoshana Wilhite, is helping train the five newcomers.
Yeah, they actually all picked it up super fast this year. Like, I'm impressed. And we've been so slow, but we've been getting some practice. So, you know, we've gradually gotten more fish every day. So it's been good.
The 9-person team can do about 500 pounds per hour. So it takes them about 40 minutes to get this delivery cut, backpacked, and into the freezer. While they're cleaning their knives and tables, a truck pulls up in front. It's bringing another load of fish to cut, as well as a gift for the company.
This is a local lady here. She's donating her dog to us for the summer, so we have a bear dog. We have bear and fox, and when they catch a whiff of salmon, we'll have them all season. I guess his name is Jim. We'll give him a trial run. This will be his interview, Pam. I'm going to hire him.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Pam Riddle has been bringing her subsistence fish to Amanda for 4 years now. Riddle does a lot of processing herself, canning, smoking, and salting. But when she wants frozen fillets to ship out of state, she leaves it to Nakeen Home Pack.
I don't have the facility she does. And I send it to Washington for my daughter. And this makes it really easy. All I do is just bring her my fish. So, Amanda's good people, really good people.
This is how Amanda likes to do business, by word of mouth, with friendly fishermen who come back year after year. And she said, when they're giving fillets to relatives or selling them at farmers markets, fishermen start to pay more attention to how they treat their fish too.
And then the next year when they come back, they're really tapped into that. They want to know, oh, how's the fish looking? Is it good? We bled all of these. Or, oh, I went to this class this winter on, you know, seafood processing or handling or bleeding. And it's really cool to see them put the education part into it.
Of course, as every processor, big or small, discovers, there are challenges to starting a business in Bristol Bay. Waliszewski found it can be hard to find a mechanic during fishing season. It's complicated to ship up supplies and expensive to buy them locally.
It's kind of a thing where, looking back, if you knew what it was going to be like, you would have been too intimidated. Or I personally would be too intimidated to do it. So it's almost best not to know what's up ahead. You just go for it and hope somehow, by the grace of God, you make it to the end of the season and everybody gets paid and all the fish are well taken care of and you're done.
Waliszewski says by the end of each season, she'd be happy to never see another salmon again. But the feeling washes off quickly, like slime from Extra Tufts. By the time each May rolls around, she can't wait to get cutting again. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.